All right, so we'll get going in the interest of time. So good afternoon. My name is Sudhi Ramamurthy. I'm part of the Office Extensibility team. And with me, I have my colleague, Hongbo, who's going to do the bulk of the presentation. We try to keep this fairly straightforward, and we try to keep this simple enough that we want to invoke your interest so you can have a very clear set of guidelines to go try out our technology. There's a ton of content behind the scene. Let us know if you have any other interests that you want to go deeper into. We can delve into that pretty easily after this talk. So the topic of our today's presentation is Office Add-in and Microsoft Graph. All right. So when we talk about Office extensibility, it is really important to understand Office 365 as a whole. You don't necessarily need this, but your experience is much richer when you have Office 365. Office 365 comes with a ton of apps, application that helps you do the authoring with rich applications such as Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. You can do mail and social interaction. You can create content, SharePoint, OneDrive, for instance. You can do communication, chat, messaging, and voice. And more interesting scenarios evolve when you get into sort of analytics around this data, so Power BI analytics. So there's a really rich set of features that users are interacting with, that using in their work environment. And around these applications, there's a ton of developer opportunity. That's because we have vast amount of users. For instance, over 90% of Fortune 500 use Microsoft Cloud. As an example, we have 100 million monthly commercial active users. So the user base as a developer for you is a broad area for you to explore. And then secondly, we have sort of ton of data around this. So all these users who are using Office 365 are constantly creating data. They're generating content that is rich in terms of opportunity. So for instance, we have 2 billion monthly meetings created. And on top of this, Microsoft offers intelligence around it using apps such as Microsoft Graph. So this is where we offer a set of intelligence, but also there's a ton of opportunity for you as a developer who can extend on top of this. So really, I was.
The API is straightforward, but the receipts and the usage is per year, per quarter.
You mean the
Verifying.
Sorry, which particular one you're talking about?
So when you say growth, right, for 150% growth for this quarter, right? But the other numbers doesn't say at which rate, is it per month, per year?
Yeah, I believe.
Verified growth in
Well, yeah,
commercial
so.
system.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably it's year. I think you're talking about. So this is more static, right? And the growth
Probably per
here,
year.
yeah, it's probably year, think. So that's sort of an introduction of the layout of Office 365 and the developer opportunity that it presents. And broadly, when we talk about extensibility, there are various surfaces through which you can extend. The two that we're going to focus today is one around Office add-ins. So when you think of add-ins, it's about users interacting with an extensibility offering that you provide in applications such as Excel, Word, and PowerPoint, and Outlook. So this is where users are interacting with the content in the apps, but you extend the solution within this. So that's one. The second one we're going to focus on is the Microsoft Graph, which is more of a service offering. And we're going to use the cloud infrastructure that Microsoft offers to tap into a vast amount of the data insights that we have. So Hongbo is going to go through the next set of slides. And the first we'll focus on add-in, and then we'll, time permitting, we'll go into Microsoft Graph as well. All
Okay,
right, Hongbo,
thanks,
take it
Sudhi.
away.
Okay. So we're gonna go Office add-in one first. So teach you how to do a add-in, build add-in. So right now there's
So before that, could we check how many of you interacted with Office add-in, like used add-ins in your work environment?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So right now there's many ways to build add-in, like VBA, VSTO, and right now we have Office.js. So today we're gonna mainly introduce Office.js. So why Office.js? These are main benefits if you choose Office.js. It's a cross-platform. So before, you only can support like Windows, Mac, but right now it's not only Windows and Mac, but also support iOS and the online Office if you use Office.js. And it provides single sign-in, so it's easy to integrate with Office 365 account. And also it's centralized deployment distribution. Think if you have like company, so your admin can simply deploy one add-in to all your employees. So they can do this if they choose Office.js. And we also have Office Store, so your add-in will be in the Office Store, so it's easy for you to monetize. And also it uses web technology. It's just like build any other website. It's all JavaScript and HTML, CSS, so it's very simple. So we're gonna show a simple demo which is called Transform Data. So open our Excel and go to the Insert tab and choose Store. So this is Office add-in. All Office add-in gonna be here if you build by Office.js. So just search Transform. And so this is a demo, actually, the demo built up by Microsoft team. So the basic is idea is, let me copy this. For this idea is, so right now users probably input a lot of different kind of data and the time. So we want to, this idea shows how to transform this data to just get all same data format. And it's pretty simple, just click this. And click that. Okay. So it's just automatic transform from left column to the right column. So this is just a simple demo to show what you can do. You can read data from Excel and just change what you want and write back to the Excel. And you can do other things, like you can connect your like other service or just do whatever you want. It's just a web app. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so a couple of things to point is that as you saw, the acquisition of the add-in is quite simple. We have a store, built right into the application. So it's a one click away. And the add-ins that you saw in terms of the listing are all the ones that the developers themselves published. So distribution, getting your solution to the end user is fairly easy. And the add-in that was running, it was running in a task pane. And then behind the scene, the add-in itself was hosted on a web server. And it had its own intelligence, and it was bringing in the web transformation functions. And using the Office.js library, which is basically a JavaScript SDK, it was able to connect your cloud service and any intelligence that you have outside and do simple read and write actions. So that was just an example to show how the add-in is surfaced to the end user. And in general, when you talk about add-ins, there are multiple sort of extension points. The first one is the ribbon. So you can extend the ribbon, have your own solution to pop up there. What we just saw was the task pane. So you had a task pane on the side where you can embed your web solution, web page that runs as part of the add-in. For more, richer, broader interaction, you can also surface it through a dialog. So which means it's a much larger surface area. It's a model dialogue. You can also have a content add-in. Think of it as more as a chart. You can save that as part of the workbook. It travels with the workbook. So these are all different sort of endpoints where your solution can work. From an end-to-end perspective, how does a developer, you know, what do the developers need to do in order to create and surface the add-in? You can kind of think of this as sort of two halves. So as a developer, your core of the development, the bulk of the development is going to happen in creating your add-in using the web technologies. And you're going to host that just like any other website. Imagine you're building a website, right? You would create it and you would choose your platform, web platform such as Azure, and you would host it and make it available through the web protocol. And that part is very similar. So you're going to do that. In addition, the Office Store or the Office 365 tenants or your target audience needs to know that you need to surface this add-in to a set of users. So you're going to create a configuration file, and we'll go through how to do that. Configuration file, we call it the manifest file. It's basically a simple XML file that tells either the Office Store or the tenant administrator about where is your add-in hosted. It's an HTTP URL that says, okay, this is where the add-in is hosted, and here are the extension endpoints that it uses. So combined with the manifest and your add-in, your end user can acquire and use it just like we saw in the previous demo. In the next few slides, we'll talk about a simple way to actually, you know, get started. There are more complex examples on our website, but we wanted to kind of show you the very initial first steps and what are the right set of tool sets to use and how do you actually learn about them.
Okay. So this is a snippet of basic add-in, actually. So you select the range from Excel and then just change the color to the blue. And the last one, you need to use that sentence to think back. So, and I'm going to show, okay. And also we actually provide a tool called ScriptLab to help you explore the APIs and just a quick start. So right now I'm going to show you how to use a ScriptLab and show this demo how to run it in a ScriptLab. So if you open your Excel and actually there's go to your still insert tab and store and just search ScriptLab. So this is a tool to help you just try the Office here. So once you install, there's a tab called ScriptLab actually. And if you type, click the code, and it will show the panel. So you can just try the API here. And let me copy this. And if you click the wrong, and so when you select the range, say this demo, this is how you can test the API. Just use a ScriptLab, and you can type your code here and just try it immediately. It will show on the lab. And so this is like a very,
you know, it also comes with a ton of samples. So if you're new to this, you know, Excel programmability, we offer a ton of samples to help you kind of get started. If you're used to operating in, say, VBA, you know, it's a very simple correlation that you can make looking through the samples. So the syntax, the JavaScript syntax can be quite different if you're not coming from the JavaScript web background. But this is sort of on-wrap into understanding the API, how the API works, what the shape of the API looks like.
Okay, so this is like when you test a simple API, but if you want to build a probably large add-in, you probably want to use some framework. So you can use React or Angular. So for creating a React project, you can use Create React App. And for Angular, you can use Angular CLI. Basically, you just type one line and then enter. It will generate a project immediately for you. And so once you have React or Angular project, how the next step, you know, you need to have a manifest to run the add-in. So we provide a tool called UOffice or Yeoman Generator. So it's there. So Yeoman Generator actually can help you generate and validate the manifest. Basically, it's still just type UOffice and then just answer it, and then it can generate a manifest for you.
There's a couple of things to point out. You know, this is open source tool that you can get to. There's a ton of library that companies like Facebook and Google are investing in creating the web framework. And we want the developers to actually use that because those are popular and it's quite easy to create websites using that. And once you have that, how do you link that back to the Office ad? And this is a tool that does that. Here you'll see in the third line, it's asked which Office client application would you like to support? We are selecting Excel. And then a couple of other questions, it creates a manifest for you. And so using this base version, linking your website and making it an ad and embedding in Excel is a fairly easy step.
And once you have the React and Angular project, you want to add some, change something to run in Excel, for example, Excel. So I've created this tool starter actually. So you can go there and say what's the difference, like what you need add. So for React, it's all same. So I come, just check the comments, and you're gonna say once you, this one is just the code from the Create React app, and then you just need to change. So these are manifests you don't need. It's gonna be generated by your Office. So the only thing you need to change actually is add one line here to load the script. And also you need to initialize it. And so it's very simple actually. You only need to change these things. And once you have that, if you run the app in your terminal here, and then it's gonna show the Excel. So you can basically, this is a React app. And for Angular, it's same thing. We also provide the same thing, same repo there. And so just there, it's very, very simple. You can just say the difference between the codes. And Angular actually is similar, like you only need to add the, where? One is the Office initialize, this one thing. Another thing is this script line. So you can connect your Angular app with Excel or other like PowerPoint, Word. So both are same. And
yeah, so what you saw there is we had a simple web application. And then we used the tools to generate the manifest. And then we sideloaded that add-in inside the Office application. And basically the web app surfaced within your within the application. Now you can continue to extend your web app. You can add UI controls. You can create routes and you continue to use the Office JS to interact with Excel. The script tag that he showed at the end is where you're pointing back to the Office JS library that is hosted on the CDN. So it's a fairly sort of simple on-ramp from creating a web application to creating a web add-in. If you're more of a .NET developer, Visual Studio also offers a simple templates that you can get started with. And they provide basic HTML, JavaScript templates that you can use to get started. We wanted to highlight that in addition to Visual Studio, these are some of the newer way of creating on extending on the popular web frameworks such as React and Angular. So that kind of gives you a simple on-ramp steps to trying out your first add-in. We hope that you'll go and try it out and test it out. The API object model is quite deep. We are continually adding APIs across multiple hosts, such as Excel, Word, and PowerPoint, and Outlook. And the documentation, the specs are all out there, and tools such as Script Lab is gonna help you get started and understand and find the scenario that suits your application. So any questions on the add-in part of things? Can you think of any scenarios that might kind of fit your business needs that might help provide you a solution to the end user and have it surface on multiple endpoints? So let us know, and then there are channels through which you can leave feedback and API requirements or gaps that you see or any starter questions that you have, send us our way. We have contacts at the end. We're eager to hear your feedback.
Okay. So we're gonna go to the next section, Microsoft Graph. So do you want to introduce?
Yeah, so how many of you are familiar with Microsoft Graph? Okay, that's good. So, you know, it can be quite a daunting task mentally to understand what Microsoft Graph is. So the way I think about it is Office 365 offers rich set of content. You know, we talked about users and the data and the insights. But as a whole, we have multiple workloads that sits behind Office 365 Cloud. Graph gives you a single endpoint through which you can access that data in a service-oriented way. At the end of the day, it's a REST API endpoint. But you know, for me personally, I try to think of that as sort of in three different slices. So one is around the user and the profile. So Office 365 is built around users. And users are part of an organization. They have a particular structure. The work environment is structured in a way that they can perform their activities. So a lot of things are centered around the users who, as part of their day-to-day work, they're creating content such as emails and calendars and files. So there's a ton of data that is being generated. And then, you know, around this users and profile, we can start to kind of see patterns. And some of the patterns that we have come up with are things around, you know, what are the trending documents? You know, who are the people that an individual user is working with? What are some of the recent documents the users have been using? So these are all sort of the scenarios that might help somebody save their time, might give them additional insights and help perform better, increase their productivity. But as a developer, you can think of other scenarios. How can I combine the profile and the content information and some of the insights and give them a better point of view, get better insight into their work environment, help improve their productivity, and actually give them some value add? So as a developer, you can think of, you know, what can I add to this work environment, either as part of an enterprise application, or you might be a third-party developer. So these are all sort of surface areas through which developers can expose, or make use of the content that's out there and create applications, a web or mobile application. It could be more modern bot or chat-based framework. And all this is available through a single REST endpoint. So I think Hongbo is going to take through some of the key technical components that you need to understand. There's a ton of material online to get more insights into the individual workload and functionality. But in order to understand sort of the technical underpinnings of this, there are three or four important components that you need to understand.
So these are some key parts of Microsoft Graph. The first part is REST API. Basically, you can use REST API to control like Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, OneDrive. So you can, it just REST API. The second part is like auth part. You want to like let user log in using their Office 365 account. And the third part is extensions. So you can add some extensions to the Microsoft Graph, to the existing data. And the last one is a webhook can help you give some near real-time notification thing. So the REST API, basically you can use the REST Microsoft Graph to connect those things. And in your web app, in your own app, you can use Microsoft Graph to like get user information or, you know, write data to Excel and also like maybe send the email. So it's just pure REST API. And Microsoft Graph provides this API. And so, for example, this is very simple. REST API just gets your own profile. It's just a get REST API. And when you run this one, it's going to return your information. And so, basically, this is a structure of REST API. You have a provide your version of Microsoft Graph, the REST API version. And the second is resource. It can be like users, groups, or drive devices. And ID is the user ID. And for example, here I just use Jack. And the properties based on your different resources, it can be different resource properties. And the last one is query. It can be like order your results got from the server. Or so this is how it's a basic REST API looks like. And we also provide a tool called Graph Explorer. And this helps you explore Microsoft Graph API. And I'm going to show it right now. So remember, we just tried to get the user profile here. It's just this REST API. And so you go to the graphmicrosoft.com, and there's called Graph Explorer. And you can sign in, use your Office 365 account. Okay. So let me try another account. Okay. So if you So the left side is the demo samples you can click. So like my profile, when you click here, did you see the link here come change to this? And if you run query and it just gets the results here. So it's like get your profile. It's just quick. Microsoft Graph Explorer just help you quick check every API. And you can show more samples all here. So for example, if you want to try Excel, you just add here. And those are some samples from Excel. So you can just click it and then get the result. And this is all Excel seen, you know, under your name. So basically, Graph Explorer is a very simple tool to help you quick test any API from Microsoft Graph. Okay, let's continue. For the auth part, actually, it's also very simple. And there's many ways. It's just OAuth tool. So here I provide the JavaScript version. So if you use HelloJS library, so you once you initialize your Microsoft Graph part, and then for login, you can just one line login. And for logout, also one line logout. So it's very simple, the API. And also you can use Python or C# different, it's just OAuth tool, but it's very simple. So next part actually is the extension part, extension. So Microsoft Graph also provide extension. There's two kinds of extensions. One is open extensions. Another is the schema extensions. So for the open extensions, it's untyped. I'm gonna explain later and compare them. Another For schema extension, it's a type data. That's the difference, only difference. So for the open extension, one sample, if you post that like the link, where's my mouse? Okay, can't see the mouse. Oh, okay. So we call this extension name maybe social, and we add two extensions, maybe Twitter and GitHub. So this will add this social extension to the existing data under
user.
Yeah, under the user. And also you can patch. It just replace the original extension. And also you can get the extension. It will return this data. Or you can just delete. It's very simple. So this helps you just add some extra information to the existing data. So this is the difference between open extension and schema extension. So for schema extension, you need define the schema first. So once you define, for example, if you define this social, there should be a GitHub there. So every user should be same. But for open extensions, you don't need define the extension. So you can put different data under the social extension. So that's the difference. So it's very clear, right? Okay. So this is all about extension you need to know. And the next part is a webhook. We also provide webhook for Microsoft Graph. So for example, when you need use webhooks, think like, for example, you want to build an email client for Office 365. And how do you know like there's an email comes in? So if you use just use REST API, you probably don't know, because REST API doesn't support use those real-time things. But for webhook, you can, once you create a webhook, it will notify you if there's a new emails come in or some other things changes. So that's how, why you need use webhook, when you need use the webhook. It just basically monitors the chains and deliver the notification to you. And so this is I'm gonna explain how webhooks works. So for example, if you the left part is your app, web app or some app. So you have your client side and your server side. So basically, for when users log in your web app, it goes to the Office login page, and it returns. Once you log in, it returns back. Return this with the access token. So you return to back to your server probably, and then you use this access token. You can post. Remember we So you can post a subscription to the Microsoft Graph with change type and expiration data time. So the expiration data time means when this webhook gonna expires. Like for example, if this expiration date is like 1 year, so after 1 year, this webhook will expire, it will be gone. So you probably want to keep extending it. And once you post this, create a subscription here, and return with a validation token, you just need return back, confirm you get it, and then this webhook just created. And at last, right now, once this subscription created, this Microsoft Graph will notify you every time when you get the change. For example, you get the email or something, and it can return the server, and your server can notify your own client. So that's basically how webhook works. And also, sometimes you probably want.
It's not clear. Is the connection open the whole time or what do you have right now?
Which connection is open all the time? This one?
No, this. Yeah. Is it a single connection?
No, it's no connection. It's basically.
No, once every time we get a.
Why would the server, there are firewalls, there's internet, which port do you open?
It's all based on HTTP 443.
So the server has to listen to something.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, it needs to have an endpoint. It's basically another service that you have on the server, and it comes in just like any other request that you would get. It basically posts. You'll get a post request on the server.
Did you validate that with, for example, Exchange or something? It's not
important. We have a demo that works for.
No, the customers are not going to use it.
So email client is probably not the best example.
Just general, right? Just if you take the Exchange experience, they went like five, six generations to how to deliver events to Outlook. And this is in the enterprise network, right? Here you want to deliver events through the internet. There's a lot of challenges. There's always a proprietary scenario.
So correct. So the change type, you can really filter down to what I want. For instance,
I'm
there
just
could
giving
be
you the feedback.
Okay. So this is one-on-one session. Probably you want to go to professional session. Okay, so this is another scenario. So here, actually, we put a temporary server. So once you use this temporary server to create this subscription, you can shut it down.
Right, of course. Subscription is huge.
So once you create a subscription, use your temporary server, you can shut it down. Because remember, we have a expiration date time. So if you set this like 1 year later, after 1 year it gonna expire, it means this is gonna keep running 1 year to notify you when something changes or when you get email or something, when your file changes or something else. So then another option you can use Azure function or I'm doing Lambda, similar thing. So this one will notify the Azure function. And Azure function can notify your app. Basically, this way, you have no server running. So it's so you can you don't need to run your server all the time. So this is like another scenario you can implement. So this is how basically webhook works.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Oh, and so remember once you create a subscription there, the post there, and if you use GET, this is how a subscription looks like. So the resource is what you want to monitor all the time. For this example, is monitor your inbox for your email. And the change time is every time you get a new email, it's created means. So for some file, you can also have not only created, maybe updated, maybe when the file is updated. So that's change time. And the expiry date time is when this subscription will expire. When will that expire? So you may want to extend the expiry date time if you need. And we also have some demo for the webhook. Yeah, but let me show the Microsoft Graph starter first. So the Microsoft starter actually is also very simple. I pulled on the GitHub. All right. So this is a very basic app actually. It just shows how you also log in with Microsoft 365 account here. Once you log in and read your contacts. And then, if you click this button, it's gonna run. It's gonna write to your Excel.
OneDrive.
I didn't create a file probably. Yeah, it's in the.
Go to graph sample 101.
What? I didn't create a file. It's the same. Okay. And then it will write the data to the Excel. So this is how this demo do actually.
Yeah.
And the repo, the demo.
I think we're done.
Oh, the code is actually here.
Do we also gonna show
level? Okay. So all the samples are in the in these slides, and we can share with you in the later. And you can check how you code that part. It's actually very simple. Every repo is very simple. No like styles, just the basic how it works. Okay. Thanks.